Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the marriage vows that we typically use in the Lutheran Church, we commit to love, comfort, honor, and keep our spouse, for better or worse, richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, to forsake all others, and to be faithful unto death. In other words, we are vowing to stay with our spouse and to love and honor and comfort him or her until the day that we should, or he or she should die. Now, while not all marriage ceremonies contain these exact same words, these same sentiments are expressed in some form in the vast majority of nuptials performed, at least here in the United States. And yet, these vows are only honored about 50% of the time. All too often, one or both of the spouses are not faithful and do not stay in the marriage. All too often, the promise to stay in the marriage and to love and honor and cherish for better or worse until death are simply empty and meaningless words. So it is that many of us have become suspect and distrustful of people and their so-called commitments that they make in their lives. Friends RSVP to your gathering, but then they never show up. Folks come to your party, make a quick appearance, but they don't stay for any length of time. People say when they haven't seen you in a while, "Oh, it's so good to see you again. Let's get together and have a cup of coffee." But it never happens. In John 6, as Jesus was teaching the crowd some particularly difficult aspects of faith in him as the Messiah from God, many of his disciples said to him, and I quote, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Unquote. And then John goes on to tell us, "From this, many of Jesus' followers went away and no longer followed him." Those who had once been his disciples quit following him when the journey became too difficult. And thus, Jesus explained in the parable of the sower that there are many who will hear the word of God, but who never follow God long enough to produce a crop. They don't stay following Jesus when the troubles and the worries of this life set in. But God always stays with us. Some of Jesus' last words to his circle of followers, his disciples, were these, "Lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age." As Joshua prepared to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, Moses said to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And David was bold to proclaim in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me." You see, we worship a God who stays. Who stays with us and by us and for us and in us. A God who will never forsake us or abandon us. but who is and always will be there for us, who will never leave us alone. Listen again to some of the beautiful lyrics from our song today from Matthew West. You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction when the whole world walks away. You're the God who stands with wide open arms, and you tell me nothing I have ever done can separate my heart from the God who stays. My shame can't separate. My guilt can't separate. My past can't separate. I'm yours forever. My sin can't separate. My scars can't separate. My failures can't separate. I'm yours forever. No enemy can separate. No power of hell can take away. Your love for me will never change. I'm yours forever. And how do we know that to be true? How do we know that these are not just empty words and hollow promises? Because Jesus quite literally stayed. He stayed on the cross to pay for our sins. And he stayed in the grave until Sunday morning came. Even though, if you remember, he prayed to his heavenly Father to find some other way than the cross to say for us to, that he could save us. Yet he followed through on his mission on this earth. And even though while on the cross he was mocked and challenged and tempted by the onlookers and by the soldiers and even by the criminal on the cross next to him to come down, if he truly was the Christ of God, yet he stayed and he finished the work of paying the debt of our sin. You and I are forgiven of our sins and promised an eternity with God because Jesus stayed on the cross and in the grave until his mission of dying and rising was complete. Only after that mission was completed did he then return to the Father. And yet he has still stayed with us by way of his Holy Spirit, who is with us to this day. And so you see, we know God is going to stay with us through the tough times and through the lonely times and the fearful times and the sorrowful times and the seemingly hopeless times and through every other time in our lives as well, because he is a God who stays. That's the testimony of the cross. That's the assurance of the cross. Because Jesus physically stayed on this earth until his work of redeeming us was finished, we know that he will continue to stay with us always until his promise of bringing us home to heaven is finished also. To the God who stays, be all glory, laud, and honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen.